Knowing your numbers can allow you to optimize your media buys. Because normally you would have just shut that media off because you're like, I'm losing money. It ain't working. One, you're going to make money because you're building your list. But two is now you can look and your first thing without making any changes to the ad, to the funnels, to the price points, no changes. You're just taking that and changing what you're going to spend on a cost per click.
I spent the last 17 years building my eight-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
What's up, performance marketers? How you doing? Today, I want to talk to you guys about how to buy media. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk through the steps and the numbers showing you exactly how to buy media with a free plus shipping model. I get a lot of questions on what can I pay per lead? What's going on with the clicks? What's going on? How many impressions? So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to walk you through a tool that I'm building, and it's called AdCalc. And what this does is it shows you how to be able to buy media with a certain budget, and you decide what margin you want to work on. Based off of that, you're going to then put your numbers into the platform, into this ad calculator. We call it AdCalc, ADCALC.io is the site. And if you listen, by the way, for this entire episode at the end, I will give you something that will allow you to get this for considerably cheaper than what we're selling it for right now. And I'll tell you that at the end. But so right now, what people are doing is they're buying media, but they're not knowing their numbers. And if you don't know your numbers, then you can't scale. You need to understand when you're buying media by every source what is happening. When you buy a click, you need to understand what are you paying for? What are you generating in a revenue per click? What are you generating in a revenue per thousand, revenue per lead, revenue per sale? And then hypothetically, if you want to work on 30% gross margins, well, then what can you afford on a cost per thousand, on a cost per click, on a cost per lead, and a cost per sale? And what this tool does is it calculates all of that for you. So I'm going to show you exactly how this is done. First, I wanted to show you this. This is the landing page. This was something that we talked about. This specific calculator that I created allows you to put all this data inside, and then it's going to show you what you can afford for media based on all of the variables.
Based on your target margin, this is what you can pay.
You're generating $166,000 in revenue. You're profiting $141,000. You're at a 564% return on ad spend. The point is you would use this calculator in a way that you would create estimates, and then what it'll do is it'll help you with understanding your numbers so that you can go right now. Like if we were to go buy leads for you, the challenge with an existing customer base is it's not scalable, right? You have a certain amount of people that follow you, and those people can, you're going to run out of people after a period of time. So the way to scale that business is to do higher ticket. You would send them up a ladder so that you make the LTV of that person become higher. That's how you scale that business, right? But to feed your business, you're gonna have to bring in new leads, which is what you're doing with your lead gen, right? So if we back that up, and let's just change the numbers for a little bit, right? Doesn't really matter, right? Let's say it stays at the 46%. On a sale per purchase, on a lead, let's call it 3%, right? And then on your order bump, let's keep that at 17. You have to have a starting spot. And then what happens is you update your numbers. Right here at a dollar per click, you're losing 10 grand on that media buy. So you got to come up to this calculator and say, if I keep everything exactly the same, if I pay 44 cents a click, I'll make 30% on this placement. And I don't have to do anything to optimize the play. Right? Right here, you could pay 95 cents for that front end play with cold traffic. And you're still profitable, right? So like, the question is then, on a sale, you might get 50 sales in a day, but on leads, you might get 10,000 leads a day. Your business is gonna skyrocket. Does that make sense? So that's the thing, like when you're going out to work with affiliates and try to get people to run your offer, right? And if you wanna run on a CPA or a CPL basis, on a performance basis with affiliates who are gonna run your offer, you have to make it worthwhile for them.
100%. Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Sweet. All right. So I wanted you guys to see that just because that was something that I went over with a partner of mine and was explaining exactly how this works. So let's go in and look at this for real. So right, we're running here and you have Russell, right? Russell's running his campaign. He's got his payouts on what he does for an affiliate, right? So let's hypothetically say we wanted to run an offer like that, okay? Let's come in here and we're going to start with that my media budget is $30,000, okay? And I want to work on 30% margins. Okay, that's my target margin. So over here, I'm going to decide what kind of media I'm going to buy. So let's, for the easy numbers, cost per click, I'm going to pay a dollar per click. That's how I'm going to test the media in the market today. Okay, so now I come down here and don't pay attention to these numbers yet. I'll show you what that means afterwards. And now you're going to put in all of the prices. This is static. This is what you're charging or your partner, if you're an affiliate and you're promoting this offer, is charging. So right here on the free plus shipping and handling, it's $9.95. That's what they're charging. On the order bump, they're going to charge $27. On the OTO1, they're going to charge $97. On the OTO2, they're going to charge $297. And on the downsell, let's change that to 17 bucks. Okay. So if you see here, this is the flow. Here's the ad. It goes into a lead form. Right here, we're not sending traffic to a lead form. I'm going to send it directly to the sales page to start. So this is not going to be relevant. So every click that we're going to get is going to land on this sales page right here. And then from that point on, whoever buys, this is the order bump that's on the sales page. When they purchase, they will see the OTO1. Based off of if they purchase on the one-time offer, the first one, then they will go to OTO2. If they do not purchase, then we will have a downsell where those users will see the offer here. Okay? So here's the pricing that we have. Now, let's put 1% click rate. Doesn't really matter right now. It's here. But then, because we're not driving traffic to a lead magnet before the sales page, I'm putting a conversion rate of 100%, which means everybody's going to get to this sales page. So if you look here on $30,000 on the spend, and if I'm paying a dollar per click, that means I should get 30,000 clicks that are going to land on my sales page, right? So if you look here, here's the 30,000 clicks. Automatically calculates based on this. So now I need to put in the conversion rate of what I'm going to see when someone lands on that page. So I'm estimating 10% of the people that land on this page are going to convert. So 10% on 30,000 clicks is going to end up being 3,000 sales, right? So that's right there. On the order bump, I'm going to put 20%. Usually it's 20 to 30% is a good number on what you can expect on an order bump when someone purchases the product. Okay, so let's put 20% there. As you start to go on in the flow and it gets more expensive, your conversion rates are going to drop, but you're charging more, right? So it makes sense. So In any event, let's say for OTO1, the conversion rate is 5%. And then for OTO2, let's say the conversion rate is 5%, just for easy numbers. And let's say that we're seeing a 10% conversion on the downsell. Okay, so let's go and look at what happened now with this media buy. All right, so we ended up getting 30,000 clicks to the sales page. On those 30,000 clicks, we generated 3,000 leads. Of those 3,000 leads, because we had a 20% conversion rate on the order bump, that means 600 people ended up purchasing the $27 order bump. So now what happens is those 3,000 people end up landing on the OTO1, the one-time offer on the back end of this flow. Okay. And on the back end of this flow, 5% of these people are going to end up purchasing the product. Okay. I'm going to get rid of the OTO, the downsell for now. Just keep it simple. Okay. So they land on the OTO1. So we're getting 5% of the people to convert at $97. So that means that it's 5% of 3,000 people that bought, that purchased on the sales page for the $9.95. So you're going to get another 150 sales that you are going to get on the back end at the $97. So because those 150 people bought, they're going to land on the next offer, which is the OTO. And just to keep it simple, let's just get rid of that. That's it. That's the program right now. Okay. So you get 150 sales, you land on a page, say thank you. So now let's go look at our numbers and see what happened. Did it work? Did we make money? Okay. And how does this calculator work and how is it awesome? Because it's awesome. Now on the bottom here, it shows you that you spent $30,000 and you generated $60,600 in revenue. Because you spent $30,000, you're going to end up profiting $30,600, or your return on ad spend will be 102%. It's awesome. If you could do that all day long, you do it. You do it. Okay. So let's go back up to the top here. And you purchased media for $1. That means that if you wanted to buy the same media on a cost per thousand, you could have paid 10 cents. That's what it shows you right here in the box. If you wanted to buy on a lead, because we didn't have a cost per lead program, then you could still pay a dollar because we sent all the clicks to the sales page. And if you wanted to pay on a cost per sale, you could pay $10. Okay. So that is how you got it set up in the beginning. So if you went to an affiliate and said, I want to get some traffic and you want to pay them on a cost per sale, you could tell them that we want to test it out at $10. Okay. Now let's look at what this looks like. What this calculator does, which is really awesome, is because you're saying you want to work on 30% margins, right? And everybody that understands that, gross margins means it's the total revenue minus your costs is your gross margin. Okay. So you want to work at 30%. So what this calculator does is it takes into account your 30% margin and it will back out for you based on these numbers of what you're selling and the conversion rates on what you're selling. You can afford in the media, in the market, right? Buying media today. And what that does is it tells you, right? Because down here you made 102%, but now you're saying, I want to work on 30% margins. So you are going to be able to afford more than what these numbers show you. Okay. What this is showing you here is that you can afford to pay 16 cents. You can afford to pay $1.55 per click. You can afford to pay $1.55 per lead, but there's no lead form, so it's not relevant. And you can afford to pay $15.54 to an affiliate to run your offer, and you would be at 30% margins. Okay. So what does that mean? So, okay, let me show you on the calculator, $1.55. We were paying a dollar flat. Okay. Now let's change that to $1.55. So I just put $1.55 as what I'm going to bid on Facebook and Google. Doesn't really matter. It's just what you're paying on a click. And if you see here at $1.55, your return on ad spend is going to be 30%. So For every $30,000 that you spend, you're going to get back $39,096.77. Your net profit, your gross profit, your gross margin is $9,096.77. It's a great campaign, right? So this calculator is doing all the math for you. And what's really important here is that most people are out buying media today on a cost per sale. Now, a lot of the people I work with, they want to generate leads and get paid on the lead. They don't want to get paid when somebody's taking out their credit card because it might not necessarily convert as well, or they're not buying into what it's all about. So when you get somebody to sign up for a form without taking out their credit card, it's an easier conversion. And that makes sense because you don't have to take out your credit card. You're putting in your information because you're interested in whatever they're offering on the lead magnet, but it isn't as big of a commitment as somebody taking out their credit card and spending $9.95. With that said, on the flip side, you as the advertiser, the person that's buying the product for $9.95, yes, that is a much higher quality lead. That is a warmer lead. They are, in your world, they just became a buyer. They've taken out their credit card and they've purchased something from you. So you would be looking at that person very differently. The challenge I have is, for all the people that do that, if the people don't buy, you're losing all of that traffic. You're not capturing any data. So in this scenario here, you're converting 10% of the people on the sales page. Okay? That means that, yes, here, you're generating, let's say here, it's, okay, you're paying $1.55, 10% conversion, $9.95, you're generating 1,900 and 35 sales, but you're generating 19,355 clicks to the sales page, which means that you're losing 18,000 people who will not purchase. You're not getting any information from them. So what can you do?
Aha.
Well, why don't we put a lead magnet in front of the sales page? Okay. And what that means is we're going to drive traffic from an ad to a lower commitment, an ad to a lead magnet that perhaps you give away a free guide or something that they want for free in return for giving you some information. So let's do that on the calculator. So here we go. Let's remove that for the moment in the lead form conversion rate. And let's stay with a dollar. Let's go back to paying a dollar. So we're going to spend $50,000 on media for the month, for the day, whatever you want to do. And I want to work on 30% margins. Great. So I'm going to pay on a cost per click $1. That's how I'm going to start testing. So that means I'm going to get $50,000, a dollar a click. I'm going to get 50,000 clicks. Okay. So those 50,000 clicks are going to land onto my lead form. All right. So let's look at it this way. When someone lands on my lead form, let's say you convert 40% of the people that land on the page. So what that means is you're going to generate 20,000 leads. Okay. See that? It's right here. 50,000 people land on the lead form. You're converting 40% of those people. So 20,000 leads are now signing up. You just built your database of 20,000 people who are interested in your product. You've given them something in return for them to fill out that form, whatever that lead magnet is. Could be written, spoken, could be audio, could be anything. Okay. Ideally, it's something around the information product world, because you don't want to have any costs for whatever you're giving away, because you don't know what you're going to sell. Right. So you also want to do it because if you're giving away something that is all around your knowledge, the only people who are going to sign up are people that care about what you're giving away, what you're teaching, what you're trying to sell. This alleviates you getting people to sign up that just want the freebie and then don't care about your product. That's why you want to use something that's around your product versus giving away a $500 gift card, right? Because it's important who that person is that's signing up. And the people that care about what you do will sign up because they see what you're offering as a value versus somebody that doesn't really understand what you do. They're going to leave. They don't want to sign up because they don't care. And that's great because you don't want them. You don't want those people on your list. You don't want people that aren't interested in becoming a buyer and purchasing your products. So it's a good thing. So we convert 40% of those leads. So now you've generated 20,000 leads. So now those 20,000 people will land on the sales page. And from that point on, if you keep everything else constant, that means that you're generating at a 10% conversion rate, 2,000 sales. Now, those 2,000 people, 20% of them are taking your order bump at $27. That means that you just sold 400 order bumps at $27, and now they land on your one-time offer. And at the one-time offer, where you're charging $97, you're converting 5% of those people, which means you're going to generate another 100 sales. So let's go see what happened. So great. So you spent $50,000. Now you generated $40,400. In this scenario, you just lost $9,600 or 19%. It didn't work, right? Well, a few things. One, we know the goal here for any free plus shipping offer is you want to break even. You don't need to make money on your free plus shipping offer, because the end result is that you're using this as your front-end low ticket to build your list. And when you build your list, now you're going to get that person into a sequence on the back end. You're going to start emailing to that user with the ultimate goal to indoctrinate them and then get them to purchase your core product, your higher ticket, or other low tickets. But at the end of the day, you're going to start to monetize your list and you're going to start to build your asset. Now, I'm not excited about losing $9,600 down here, right? But hypothetically, they say you should make $1 per person on your list per month. But let's say that you're not that great at this, and let's cut that in half and say 50 cents. So if you start promoting to the 20,000 people that you just generated in leads, and you're making 50 cents on every person, well, then the first month, you're going to make $10,000. That $10,000 is going to make back the money that you have lost here to get those 20,000 people on your list. Now you're plus $400. And now the beautiful thing is you still have that list and you have people that you've indoctrinated. You have people that are interested in your product, in what you're selling, in what you're preaching. And now you have the opportunity to continue to promote to them over time. And yes, there are going to be people that are going to opt out. There are going to be people that drop off. That's very natural. But the idea is that you continue to feed the engine and you start building up your asset and building up your list. So while it may not look so great on the front end, if you were able to maintain 20,000 people per month for an entire year, and you averaged 50 cents per month on that list, okay? That means you would make $10,000 a month. And if you multiply that times 12 months, that means that you are going to generate $120,000 on those 20,000 leads that you got when you lost money on this media buy of $9,600, which you lost. But if you fast forward in a year from now, you have made $120,000 minus your $9,600. Would you sign up for that? Absolutely. No doubt you would. Yes, you would. That's important to understand. But so let's see how we can use this calculator to figure out how to make this work. Okay. And there's a lot of different things we could do here. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to come up here and we're going to look at, okay, well, I want to work on 30% margins. So if I want to do that and I'm going to keep everything constant, I'm going to still charge $9.95, $27 for the order bump, $97 for the OTO, and we're going to keep the conversion rates all the same. This is telling me what I can pay on a CPC. This is telling me right now, with the media that I'm paying a dollar for, I need to be paying 62 cents a click. If I pay 62 cents a click, I will end up making 30% margins. So the question is, where am I buying this media? The dollar. If it's on Facebook, well, then I'm going to take my bid and I'm going to bring it down to 62 cents. So I would come over here. I would take 62 cents right here. And now let's look at what that did for us. Now that just went from me spending $50,000. I didn't change anything else. Everything else remains the same. Okay. See that here? Everything else remains the same. Now I just generated $65,000 in revenue. It's a big difference, right? Huge difference. Knowing your numbers can allow you to optimize your media buys. Because normally you would have just shut that media off because you're like, I'm losing money. It ain't working. One, you're going to make money because you're building your list. But two is now you can look and your first thing without making any changes to the ad, to the funnels, to the price points, no changes. You're just taking that and changing what you're going to spend on a cost per click. And you're doing it to 62 cents. Now you just generated $15,000 in net profit. So you made 30% return on ad spend on this initial media buy. And you still have the 20,000 people, right? No, you don't. Aha, let's look. Well, what's happened is because you're paying less per click, 62 cents versus the dollar, well, what that means is you're getting more volume to your lead page. So if you look at this here, you would have gotten 80,645 clicks to your lead page. Before, when we were paying a dollar, you're getting 50,000 clicks to your lead page. But because we're now adjusting our cost per click, now we're getting 80,645 clicks to our page. Now, at a 40% conversion rate, I haven't changed a thing other than just changing what I'm bidding on a click, okay? And let's make the assumption that we're still going to get some traffic because it's we were over bidding on Facebook to test, and now we've realized what the real cost per click allowable is. We're converting 40% of those people, which means we're going to generate 32,258 leads. So why did the revenue go up? Well, the revenue went up because you got more clicks, that means you get more leads. And because you got more leads, and if you keep the conversion the same on your sales page, you're going to get 10% conversion rate on 32,258 leads versus what you were getting earlier, which was the 20,000. So in that scenario, you're generating 3,226 sales. On the order bump that you didn't change on the 20%, now you're getting 645. And on your OTO, your one-time offer, you're getting 161. So it's a huge difference, guys. It changes the entire dynamic. Now, let's say hypothetically that you wanted to go out to the market and you want to pay somebody to drive traffic to your lead form. Well, what can you afford to pay them on a cost per lead that you know that if all of these numbers stay constant and you want to work at 30% margins, that you can afford to pay them? Now, most people come to me and they have no idea. Now, at this point, the numbers are crazy. People are just like, math is not my thing. I can't do it. I get it. Totally get it. I love math. I think math's one of the most important things in this world. But I totally get it that people aren't loving the math and it's not their thing. They're more a writer or somebody that is into science. So totally get it. That's why the world goes round. So all they need to do with this tool is look in here. So what this is telling you is that you can go out to the market and tell people you can pay $1.55 to somebody to generate a lead for you. And then you need to watch the back end to see how does it convert? You need to watch, all right, what's the conversion rate? Well, on the lead form, it doesn't really matter because you're paying $1.55. So you're not going to pay anything until somebody goes to your form and then they fill out that form and they become a lead. So in this scenario, you got 32,258 leads from somebody, which means that at $1.55, that is when you start to pay out. Now, let's hypothetically say that on this traffic, we're not converting 10% on our sales page. We're converting 5%. Well, let's see what happens with that number. We just ended up generating $32,000 and $580, but our spend here would have been the $50,000. We just lost $17,000. How come? Because this is important, guys. Not every click is created equal. That is very, very important. Every click, every media buy, every source on the internet has a value. And it's very different because what's happening is, if you look at it from real life, it's somebody that's sitting behind a computer or on their cell phone who's clicking. So if you think about it, it's all about the intent, okay? Google, Bing, search marketing is where somebody comes in and they're searching for something. They're writing up, I'm looking for a book about entrepreneurship. If you're bidding on that, the person that just did that has a high intent. They're the one telling you what they want to see. And if you have an ad now that jumps out in front of them and they click, then the traffic quality is going to be higher. The value for that click will be higher. It should be higher. Versus if you're on the internet and you're scrolling around and you're just surfing the net and you land on a page and you see an ad on a website that catches your eye and you decide you're going to click on it. Well, prior to you getting to that website, you weren't thinking anything about that book for entrepreneurs, but you did an amazing job of creating a pattern interruption with your ad that got the person to click. Well, that's great, but that click, the intent from that person is different than the person that was going to Google and searching, okay? So because of that, that is not as warm of a lead. The quality of that traffic is going to be lower. And it makes sense why, right? So you're going to expect the conversion rates that you're going to get a buyer to be lower as well. So it's very important to understand where you're getting your traffic from. But with that said, now when we're looking here, I just want to show you what this calculator does. Now you identify, you just did a media buy on, and you paid per lead, and you just lost 17 grand. Now, when you're testing, you're not going to test $50,000. Let's say you were going to test at 2 grand, okay? Make an easy number up. Well, in that scenario, you lost $696. Stinks, right? Well, you still got 1,290 leads, and we're gonna monetize that data over time, right? We're going to communicate with them. We're going to start to create sequences on the back end, sending them offers, sending them your own offers, sending them your partner's offers to generate affiliate commissions. But we're also going to look up here and say, all right, well, based on this, I can only afford 31 cents, but I'm paying you 62 cents. So you're going to go to your partner and you're going to say, listen, here's the deal. I can either turn off the traffic and we're done right now with where we're at and how it's converting, or I can afford to pay you 31 cents because that's what your traffic is backing out to. And the partner can either say yes or no. Well, if the partner says yes, well then great. Now you just figured out where you can get traffic from another source and you're going to be buying that media for 31 cents per click. Okay? Now you increase your budget, right? You do that all day long. So let's go and, right? If you go and put it at 31 cents, you change that. Now you're back to the 30% margins that you're making. So now on that $2,000 spend, you're making $600. You're generating 2,500 leads, and this media buy is profitable. Now you turn up the dial. As long as everything stays constant, spend 100 grand. Spend 1 million. Spend 10 million. See, this is why when you're talking to performance marketers, you'll ask them, well, what is your budget? Well, your budget's unlimited if you can buy media the right way. If you can get your numbers right and you can understand what you can afford per media source by what metric, then you'll spend as much money as you possibly can. And that's the cash flow game. Because whatever you're spending, you're making sure that you're going to be profitable. Yes, the numbers need to stay the same. And yes, you're going to have to watch the numbers. But by doing this and by using this tool, you can build out a program that is profitable for you with sources that are going to have different quality of traffic all over the internet. And you can buy media on a CPM, on a CPC, on a CPL, and a CPS. Guys, this tool is amazing. I love it. And I'm going to continue building it out for different types of media buys. If you guys want me to put up a certain model onto this ad calculator, let me know and I will do it. I'll work it out and then I'll put it into this system. But so because you're here and you're listening to my podcast, and I appreciate that and I appreciate you, I want to give you a gift. So what we're doing is we're charging people on a monthly basis for this program right now. By the way, you see this here? I'm capturing a lead before I get them to my sales page, right? And this we just put up, right? I haven't even optimized this funnel, right? Normally what you would be doing is giving away something, right, in return for this, okay? So then you would be giving your offer stack, right? But so right now we're charging on a monthly basis $47, or you can pay for a year upfront for $297. And that's it. Very simple. We haven't promoted this yet, but I love it. Every person I show it to loves it. And I want to give you guys the opportunity to try this out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set this up where I'm going to put a link in this chain for our YouTube followers. It's going to be below the video down below. I'm going to put a link here. And what we're going to do is we are going to allow you to try this out for 60-day trial for $7. I think that's fair. We're taking off $47 a month for 2 months, which would be, what is that? $94. So it would be $94. We're charging you $7. Not a big deal. If you want to try it out, this should give you a return on your investment by using this tool when you're just out in the market, by us just saving you money. This should pay for itself within the first day and your money. Honestly, I think I should be charging a lot more money for this, but I'm not. Not now. Maybe at some point we'll see how this goes. But so for now, because of the fact that you're a loyal listener, you're a loyal performance marketer, you're listening to me, you're consuming my content, and I appreciate that you're doing that. I want to help you. So we're going to be giving you guys a 60-day trial for $7. The link is going to be down below in the YouTube video below. We'll have it. We'll put it inside our blog and we'll set it up where you can text a number. So 80800 AdCalc, ADCALC, and we'll send you a link that you can sign up for the $7 60-day trial. So there's three ways you're going to be able to get this link right now. You're going to watch a YouTube video down below. It's going to be a link where you can click it and you can now sign up for the 60-day trial for $7. You can find it in our blog, and that's at ericbeer.com, or you can text AdCalc, ADCALC, to 80800. And what we'll do is we will literally trigger back to you in your phone a link that will allow you to click and sign up for this program, $7, to try it out for 60 days. And I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what you think of it. Do you like it? Has it helped you? If anybody's using this and you knock the cover off the ball, let me know. If you want me to add more things to it, I will. I'm doing it as we speak. Right now, we built something where when you're inputting all of this data, I've made it conversational. We haven't set it live yet. And the look and feel here needs to be worked on big time. But I'll tell you guys what I'm doing and what I believe you should do, which is just get started. Imperfect action. If I wait to launch this when it's beautiful, it could take months and I'm going to procrastinate. And I know it's not the prettiest thing in the world. I get it. But it does what it needs to do to help people in the media buy world. It helps people with understanding their numbers so that they could become more profitable and understand where they can afford to buy media and what that looks like on all these different models, on a cost per sale, a cost per lead, a cost per click, and a cost per thousand. So I hope this, guys, it helped you. I hope I added some value today. If you guys have any questions, let me know. I appreciate you. Stay safe out there and have a good day. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.